The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Many scientists recognize that marine mammals, and particularly whales, have highly complex systems of communication. But you might wonder, do fish communicate by sound underwater as well? And in fact, fish do make sounds by various methods. And although we don't always know why, we believe that some of the reasons are to attract female fish for spawning, or to discourage spawning competition from other males, to defend territory, and of course, to scare away predators. Some fish communicate by grinding their teeth together. Others may rub a fin spine against its socket. Snapping shrimp make a snapping sound by rapidly opening and closing their large claw, which produces a bubble that pops. Many fish make sounds by vibrating their swim bladders. Grunts, drums, and croakers, for example, are named for the sounds they produce. These fish have special muscles attached to their swim bladders, enabling them to produce these sounds. The muscles cause the swim bladder to contract and expand rapidly, creating a drumming, croaking, or grunting noise. Fish also have very sensitive inner ears, which allow them to hear these sounds.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.